Aye, I suppose it as far as I was concerned, Jamie, or as far as I am concerned, this is kind of bonus territory for me now. So I had an operation in December there that really would only allow me to exercise again, let alone play football, or that's what I thought. And luckily the operation went well, and I got back into doing a bit of training. I was working with some fantastic people. I worked with people in Santry, and I worked with Johnny O'Hurley down in Letterkenny. And we just got to a point where I was able to go back in training, and I was in touch with Ollie, and I came in training with Harps, and thankfully everything's gone well. So look, it was brilliant to get out there tonight. It's just frustrating we didn't get the result, but that's the way it goes.
And how did you find it?
I found it tough, of course, physically, you know what I mean? I'm sure I'll know all about it tomorrow, but it's all worth it too when you're out there. There's nothing compares to it, you know. It'll be great now when we can have people back and stuff, and I'm sure this place, especially with the start that we've had, you know, would be brilliant. But look, we just need to get back to results again next week. That's the most important thing. Another big week coming up with three games.
Well, in the game itself, Harps were well in it, Johnny. And, you know, I heard you saying there the first goal being so vital in games this season, and that was the case again tonight, wasn't it?
That's it. That's in the League of Ireland, it's so important, the first goal. And it just changes games, and it probably was similar up in Sligo where it just changed the game. For the first half an hour, you know, we were well in it. And if we had nicked that first goal, one of the half chances dropped in, you could be talking about a totally different outcome now. But that's what it's all about, that clinical, being so clinical in both boxes. That's senior football in a nutshell, basically. So look, we have three massive matches next week now, and we just have to get back, train really well this week and be ready for them.
Yeah, because the good start, fortunately for Harps, means that even despite this result tonight and the loss in Sligo, they're still up there among the leading sides.
Listen, we are, and you know, I can't emphasise enough the amount of talent that's in that dressing room and the work ethic that's there. And you know, we're bitterly disappointed with the result tonight, and that's good. That's a good thing. It shows, you know, what the lads expect of each other. So listen, we'll get back to the drawing board this week. We'll train really well, and we'll be more than ready for the next three games.
Yeah, big night for you tonight, then, Johnny, and for all the Dunleavy family. You lining out for your hometown club?
Look, I suppose, you know, I used to come here and stand up behind the goals up there and watch Harps through the years, and I'm sure Mum was at home with the candle lit that I would come home injury free anyway. So look, it was lovely to get out there. Listen, the result's disappointing, but as I say, it's, you know, there's nothing beats playing.